PC1993 with Harmony in the mix. Jeff K here. All right, it's time for a guest mix tonight. One of the finest DJs to come out of the Dallas scene in quite some time is the man you're going to be hearing mixing for about the next 30 to 40 minutes. His name is Robert Taylor, and he's a member of the Good Vibe Tribe. And after he's done with the mix, we're going to be chatting with him along with Ian Collingswood about just what the hell is the Good Vibe Tribe and the fact that, these guys are finally taking things into their own hands and going back underground. We'll find out about that in just a bit. So, Mr. Taylor, are you ready? Okay. Even though your woman doesn't like... No, I won't even get into that. All right, here we go. Robert Taylor, it's your turn. This is Edge Club 94 on 94.5 The Edge. DJ Robert Taylor in the mix. This is Edge Club 94 on 94.5 The Edge.
94 on 94.5 KDGE The Edge.
94.5 KDGE, Gainesville, Dallas, Fort Worth. This is Edge Club 94, wrapping up a fine guest mix tonight. The one and only DJ Robert Taylor of the Good Vibe Tribe. Robert, how you doing, man?
All right.
Now, you need to move a lot closer to the microphone, my friend.
Oh, yeah? Is that better?
Yeah, that's much better. The ever soft-spoken Robert Taylor, I might add. Now, if people like shop at Audubon Records, they know you.
Yeah.
Or have been in the underground for about the last year or so. You've been doing a couple gigs around town. Nothing really steady, though, lately. What's been going on in the world of Robert Taylor, man? I mean, you've got a couple gigs going on here recently.
Yeah, we're just getting the party thing going. It's time to get the party thing going good.
Uh-huh. Now, I heard that you were doing a Wednesday at RKO.
Yeah, we're going to try to do one-offs with Good Vibe Tribe, which we'll talk about more later, I guess.
Uh-huh. Now, wait a minute. Joining you is your partner in crime, Ian Collingwood.
Right.
Ian, welcome.
From Homegrown Productions.
Homegrown Productions.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead and set us straight on the difference between the Good Vibe Tribe and Homegrown Productions.
Just different sets of people all getting together, doing the same thing, but, you know, so the responsibility of throwing parties doesn't fall on one group. It's always alternating.
Yeah, we're all aiming at the same thing, though.
Would it be fair to say that you guys went into this thing maybe a couple months ago with open eyes and open arms, hoping that possibly the rave scene would do something, and in the event that it's kind of, like, fizzled, you guys are taking it back underground?
Yeah, we were hoping that Dallas could move towards... I mean, it doesn't really matter whether it's underground or overground as long as it's fun, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, the clubs... seemed to be getting a little bit stale, so we wanted to try and do something that would get people excited about going out and stuff.
And what have you been doing that's been getting people excited? Because it has, the buzz on the street is you got to go to these Good Vibe Tribe parties or the homegrown parties. And what is it about your guys' parties that separates you guys from the rest?
We're happy.
It's not about being cool. It's just
the
about
music's happy. Yeah. Everybody is happy. It's a good vibe.
Yeah, we get the most smiles at any place that you're going to go to.
I think a lot has to do with the fact too, and this is really sad, that most of your parties are free. You don't charge people to come to these things. You pass the hat around maybe for donations.
Free or very little money.
Yeah, I mean it shows that you can put things on that are really worth going to and have exactly the right kind of atmosphere without blowing all your cash on unnecessary things. You
know? Yeah, we're definitely not about ripping people off or getting all the cash we can and running.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
We want people to hang around with us for a long time.
Yeah, so you build the reputation based on the fact that this isn't a one-off deal. You guys aren't going into these parties to make lots of cash.
No, and we're here for the run.
Yeah, we're not making any cash.
We're surviving.
You can testify to the fact that there's been no money made.
It goes right back into the parties. We make some money, we put it back into the next party.
Yeah, so you can't like buy tickets to your events at Ticketmaster, is what you're saying.
That kind of sucks.
You can hear about them if you know where to look, you know? I mean, it's not about being exclusive, it's just about, I mean, if you're a friendly sort of person, then you're totally welcome at any of our parties. If you can smile, then you should be there.
Yeah, people tuning in, Ian, of course, are going to realize that you're not from the Dallas area, are you?
You can tell.
Yeah.
I came over from England just because I thought this place had a lot of potential.
By way of Denver or something like that.
Yeah,
right?
Denver was the place we first ended up. Denver's a cool place, but Dallas looked like it was where it was really going to take off in a big way.
And did it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everything we came down to do looks like it's going to be working out. I mean, the Dallas scene has given us so much support, you can't believe it. I mean, people have been really friendly, people have been really enthusiastic, and I think everyone wants to try and make it something that's going to last and be really worthwhile and bring us all together.
I have to admit, and this is a personal testimonial, I did experience the homegrown party, which was out in Ennis, of all places. It was a good 30-minute drive south of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex.
Yeah, but wasn't it worth it?
It was. How did you get that thing? I mean, because this was like the first time actually I had to park my car, walk through a field to get to this party. And, you know, this actually taking the scene into, like, you know, outdoors, different kind of, it was definitely a different kind of vibe. And that's, like, what you were out to achieve.
Yeah, we think there's something special about getting, like, back to nature and doing the outdoor thing. I mean, the place we did it was just beautiful. So I think that everyone who went there thought it was worthwhile. We're doing another one, which will be in an even better location, but if you get in touch, you can find all about it.
Okay, so how do people get in touch? I mean, because the whole key to this thing is to remain kind of underground. So is it just to find the right flyer or something? How do people hook up with your parties?
Yeah, well, you'll notice our flyers are pretty low budget. We don't believe in spending money on that. It's worthless. I mean, you reach the same people and tell them the same things.
Yeah.
But you'll see some more low budget flyers floating around.
We try and talk to each person that we give the flyers to because, I mean, you can tell people a lot more like one-to-one than you can just from reading a flyer. I mean, a flyer is a flyer, but if you can tell people that if they're into having a good time and smiling and dancing all night, then they should come along, then it's worth doing, you know?
One of the other great parties that I've seen you guys do have been in believe it or not, all the places, the West End. You know, there's been areas over there that haven't been...
Just enough outside of West End.
Right. I said that in the wrong way. Near the West End. It hasn't been in the West End marketplace. Yeah. But there's a real groovy warehouse district over there that you guys kind of have settled into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
throwing some really neat parties over there.
Yeah, Paper Love is where it's at. I mean, it's this location we found that's just heaven on earth.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Those have been the best things we've done. They're free.
Yeah, and they're so much fun.
Yeah. And I have to admit, the factory in the background is just really surreal.
It's kind of the Pink Floyd thing.
Yeah. And these aren't things like where you're actually running a generator,
right,
to create the sound. You know, you got to hook, everything's electric, and there's no electricity run to these buildings, so you actually are buying a generator.
Yeah.
Are we running it for the weekend? Yeah, we usually, I don't know, we occasionally don't manage to get it back on time, which is kind of tough. But
yeah, we've had a few problems, okay. But actually, the thing about it is, it's a free party. Nobody minds chipping in a little money at the end of the party. We pass the bucket around. We always make enough money to pay for it, which is the whole idea of it.
That's good. Yeah. And you kind of share the turntables with some of the other people in the posse, and who would that be?
Yeah, the Good Vibe Tribe was actually started by Clay and Hippie. You'll see them.
Yeah.
And myself. And then they have the Homegrown production, which is, I'll let you take over.
Well, we've been working with Robert, the funky dude. We've been working with Clay. Jeremy plays for us. I play occasionally, like late on in the mornings. The Homegrown thing is less of a DJ posse, and it's more of a production company. The Good Vibe Tribe thing is just all about having fun on the lowest budget we possibly can.
And I think also the key to your success too is the fact that you concentrate on an after hours thing. You don't really start these things at like 9, 10 o'clock at night. Yeah. These are parties that tend to start once the other clubs close, and you know the sun is up by the time you go home.
Yeah, I really wish people would stick around a little bit longer. The latest we've managed is Homegrown, which was like about 7:30 at the ranch, and I think that was just because we served the fruit at breakfast. But yeah. I mean,
sunrise is the best.
Yeah,
for parties,
we
guys.
Need people to stick around. You know.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. You know, obviously, there's a lot of people who haven't experienced your parties listening right now. Mm. And once again, if you just tuned in, we're talking to Ian Collingwood and DJ Robert Taylor of the Good Vibe Tribe and the Homegrown Productions. These are kind of like just names you've given yourself to just identify yourselves in the realm of cool party throwing. You know, if you see these names on the flyer, there's an element of quality that will go along with these names to ensure a good time. How will people be able to get in touch with you or kind of like focus on where your next event is going to be?
Let's see. You can always call Audubon. We always know it's up. You can call the Homegrown voicemail number, which
go ahead and give that out.
That's 214-682-9022.
Okay.
And that'll keep you informed. That'll tell you about the Good Vibe stuff too. And generally keep you down with what's going on.
Plus, we're really social.
Yeah.
So you'll see us hopping around everywhere. So look for the happy people and ask them what's up.
Yeah. Basically, the deal is anyone's welcome as long as they've got a good attitude. I mean, if you're grumpy, don't even bother coming.
Yeah, just stay home.
Okay. So I think the key word here in this whole conversation is happy.
Yeah.
Right. Happy and positive.
Yeah.
And the music represents that as well. If you like what you heard in Robert's mix tonight, that's the kind of stuff you can expect at these parties. Okay. And now you had a shout-out.
Yeah, we got a few shouts that we want to do.
Okay, Ian, have at it.
Okay, we would just want to say thanks and loads of respect and loads of love to the Homegrown crew, the Good Vibe Tribe, to paper lovers everywhere, you know who you are, to Sean, Jeremy, Bob, and everyone who's hanging out over there. We'll see you later, guys. Clay, good luck on the West Coast. We know you're going to do it, man. Michelle, Gail, Mark, Sarah, Doug and the Poppy Posse, Eric and Ryan, everybody at Audubon and Oaklawn, Chalet, JR, Gretchen and Maggie, Brian Royce and all the girls, James and the Karma Posse, Keith, Tim and Derek, Diana and Angelique, and all the smiling people all over the world. Love and peace to you all. We love you all.
Actually, we have tons more, but they didn't fit on the paper, and I know we're not going to fit them in this interview.
We love you all.
Well, I'd say if you were missed, these guys are probably going to stick around for another 10, 15 minutes. 7510-94.5 is the number. Also, I want to tell you right now that Edge Club 94 was sponsored tonight by Innovation Surf and Skate, Fly Threads for Grooveheads Innovation. You can give them a call. You can mail order at 817-274-1544. In fact, right now, I want to go ahead and give away 5 more Innovation prize packs, which include a pair of tickets to the Plan B skateboard demo. That should be pretty cool at Jay Gilligan's in Arlington, Thursday, the 5th of August. A sunscreen video and a $5 gift certificate to Innovation as well. So get on the phone, first 5 people. And as promised, here is the new one from Enjoy from the Drumstruck EP. This is Boom Bass on Edge Club 94.